eccoci ritornati qui alle interviste e adesso abbiamo con noi per la lista dottorandi per il Politecnico Siamak Aram. I read right his name?
Yes, it's true.
Okay. Solo per i nostri ascoltatori, questa intervista la faremo in inglese, quindi fate molta attenzione e non giudicateci troppo per l'inglese. Okay, Siamak. Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. First of all, I should say thank you that there is a chance for the international students to speak in English. Okay, my name is Siamak Aram. I'm a PhD student for the second year in the informatic department, and I'm also a member of the board of the Iranian Association in Politecnico. Also, I'm a head of the newspaper here in Politecnico in Italy and in Persian.
Oh, good. You, if you're ready, we can start with
sure,
the.
Sure, I'm ready.
The first question.
Sure.
Can you tell us the three main topics of your program?
Sure. Our first program is to enter to this two position. You know that there is a Senate and the Council of Graduate School positions for the PhD student, that our first mission is to enter to this two position, because there is no connection between the PhD students and the Politecnico. And the second one is to involve the PhD students, and especially international PhD students, in making decision and also in the governing and with in more activities in Politecnico. You know that the, in the academic life of the PhD students, there is no connection between the Politecnico and the PhD students. Also, the between the PhD student and the different departments. And as a third, we are trying to lead the Politecnicos in general and especially in different departments to pay more attention to the PhD students' requests and their requirements. And you know that until now there is no real sense of the any connection between the government of the Politecnico and the PhD students.
Okay, we can read the second question now. Do you believe students' representatives have an important role in Polytechnic Board of Direction and in the Senate, in the Academic Senate?
Okay, me and my friend believe, but until now I'm sure there is no real effectiveness or importance role for the students to play any role in Politecnicos, making decision or the governing. I think we should show. We should show by job is to go, to candidate and to apply these positions or to cooperate with the Politecnicos to make these tasks and activities important. But until now, I think according to my experiment here in Politecnico after 2 years. I think there is no sensible activities for the PhD students, and even for the other students. But I think applying for these positions is a first and is important act to be involved to the making decisions for the students, especially for the PhD students.
Yes. So. In the past years, only a few number of students took active part in the elections. What do you think about the reason of this behavior, and what you'll do to involve now and in the future students in your activities?
Okay, it can have two reasons, one from the politico side and the other from the student side. For the politico side, I'm not sure, but I think that it seems that there is no serious approach to involve the students in the decisions, in different aspects of the Politecnico. Another side is from the students. I think there is no serious activity there is no serious effective group or association in Politecnico to play a good role, to have the requirements or to follow the requests of the students. Maybe these reasons, as a summary in brief, lead the both Politecnicos and the students to not attention or to make it not so important for the students to be a candidate or to be play a role in these activities. I think this election will be very important, because I think it's after 4 years there is no serious act to have any election or to have the candidate from the students to different position in Politecnico. And also this is another reason to make the students to disappointed or to be not very serious to be act in a Politecnico. But I think this this situation is important. And another reason that we as a separate list try to follow this election is to be involved and to be make it important for the other students, even for the next years.
Okay, this is the last question.
Okay.
And so, how will you persuade a potential elector in voting for you in 2 minutes?
Okay, it's not so easy, but I'm trying to say it in 2 minutes. Me and my friends, we are, okay, first of all, I should say that we are four PhD students from different departments in Politecnico. I can say we have a good experiment for these positions, and also we have a good background in the in these activities. This is the reason that we are a candidate to participate in a decision in Politecnico. We are seriously be ready to win in this election, to show that it's possible to have the separate and special list to follow the special task. You know that there are a different list in Politecnico for this election, but our list is just specially for the PhD students. You know that the name is the PhD for the Politecnico. We want to show that it's possible to follow this election, to be a candidate to involve as a PhD student in a decision for them. There is no special way to make a decision to or involve as a student for the decisions for the PhD student. And this is the first time that I think in Politecnico, I'm not sure, but it's almost true, that there is a particular and a special list just for the PhD students. And also we are inviting all the PhD students to understand this important issue and involve for this situation and vote to this list, because this is just especially for the PhD students. Thank you.
Right, in 2 minutes, perfect.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
I say you thank you for the interview.
Okay,
adesso andiamo ad ascoltare la prossima canzone, Black Knight dei Deep Purple.